Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday. Trish is here. Today, the 7th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 if you've got questions for guests or just want to make comments that are pithy and actually have something to do with what we're talking about.
That'd be good.
And we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Liam's at the helm. Good morning, Liam. Is this a surprise?
No, good morning. Sorry, the computer was all glitching and being loud.
Hey, do you have a national day?
I do have a national day.
Okay.
Today is National Dive Bar Day.
Perfect.
Dive Bar
Day? Dive Bar Day.
That's the only kind of bars I know about.
I mean, who doesn't love a dive bar?
I mean, how would I know? I've never been into anything else but dive bars. So, you know, I used to ride when I was riding Harleys. A lot.
Uh-huh.
With a different group of people. We had this one guy we could drive into. We'd rumble in into a strange town. And his head would start turning, almost like, you know, like a radar, how it moves. And he'd go down some side street. And sure enough,
there'd be
the bar we love. Yeah. Pat Burgess, still alive. So
that's great.
Still doing it, I think.
You know, some very just interesting people hang out in those places. I've never found one that I just didn't thoroughly enjoy.
There's this one place in Nevada that literally has the floor is made of old wood. I mean, this thing's got to be 100 and something years old. So the wood's warped. So when you're walking, you got to kind of watch yourself. And it's heated by
a
wood stove. I think it's in, I don't know. Something about it. I'll think about it here, but I mean, literally heated by a wood stove.
Yeah.
And the bar you could get splinters off of. What a great place that was. Anyway.
65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 91 and a low of 65. On Friday, a high of 94 and a low of 66. Saturday, a high of 98, a low of 69. By Sunday, we're looking at 104. It's starting again. And Sunday night, 73. And then on Monday, 107. And through the next week in the low hundreds. So we got a little bit of a reprieve for a while. That was good. Now we're going to just put up with that heat again. So be ready. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And based in Anderson?
And nice Anderson company,
hey, Liam,
yes.
Liam, I'm going on a long ride on Saturday. Could you do something, maybe drop the temperature 10, 15 degrees?
Sure, I got you.
Okay, got it. Hey, we are honored to have in here heroes. And that's right. We have Jessica Larmer and Shauna Curtis. And Jessica is the operations manager over at Shascom. And I didn't ask Shauna because I was just, you know, running in circles here. What do you do over there, Shauna?
I am the administrative manager.
Okay. Now, this is, you know, I've lived here for 15 years. So obviously Shascom's been here for that long.
Barely.
Okay. So, okay, move in here, Jessica. Okay. Tell us, first of all, who you are and a little bit about you and how you got to Shascom.
Okay.
Because you are the operations manager.
Yes.
You're the G3. You're the operations person.
Yes, for sure. Okay. Well, my name's Jessica Larmer. I was pretty much born and raised here in Reading. I did live in Alaska for several years, but I've been back here. I graduated from Enterprise High School. The day after I graduated from high school, I decided that I wanted to become a 911 dispatcher. I tested actually the day after high school and started several months later. So I've been with ShotSCOM for over 25 years and love what we do there.
25 years.
That, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well,
and you started when you were six?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah. Okay, now, and I'll get to you in a second, young lady. Now, so you lived in Alaska for a while, mm-hmm. came back here, graduated from Enterprise. What was that thing that said, I want to, was there a TV show? Was there somebody in your family? I mean, there was a bad movie put out years ago with Halle Berry. Yeah. It was about 911, and she ends up in a gunfight with somebody that was kidnapping people, but which I don't think you all normally do. But what? Something must have triggered you.
Well, I did want to do important work. You know, I knew I wanted to help people. I knew I didn't want to be just like pushing paper every day for me. I needed something more rewarding and fulfilling than that. And oddly enough, when I was in high school, I watched a television talk show on 911 dispatchers, and I thought, I could do that. Like, that seems awesome. You'd get to know what's going on in your community. You'd be able to serve your community and be a part of something really great. And so I actually, at the time, Enterprise High School required a senior project. So I did my entire senior project on ShotSCOM, did sit-alongs, ride-alongs, kind of learned what it was all about and started right away.
Wow. That's cool. Okay. Let's go over to Shauna. How did you get involved in this? Are you part of that too? I mean, are you more on the admin side? Are you?
Did you come up through the ranks and then go to the?
I did actually. Yes, I started about 15 years ago.
Uh huh.
And worked on the floor up until about a year ago.
Okay, so you also were a dispatcher.
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Why? That's a good question.
No, I mean, and because I'm always so...
It's really stressful work.
It is. And I always wonder, what gets people, and I hate to use the word trigger because it's got a bad connotation nowadays, but what is that thing, that one incident or series of incidents that gets you into something this important?
Well, I don't know that there was any series of incidents. I actually was working in a career before this. So for 11 years, I worked with developmentally disabled adults. And my kids had gotten older, and I was looking for more of a career, something that I had retirement and would basically provide for my future. So my husband actually worked as a sheriff's deputy out in the field and suggested that I go and try it. I went up and scheduled a sit-along. It was only supposed to be for 2 hours. I ended up staying for more than six, and they hooked me. It was just that interesting. Yeah.
So you worked with developmentally disabled adults.
Yeah.
So that should make it a lot easier to work with our law enforcement then. Do you ever say that?
No.
No, but you want to. But you want to, don't you?
No.
Okay, I'm just kidding, guys. I am, guys and girls, I am just kidding.
But it would give you the needed patience that I think that job takes, because you really have to be able to stay calm and relax as you listen and not, I mean, that's a real skill to be able to listen to that whole thing before you react and know you have a time frame as well.
Definitely being able to listen, but also being able to kind of direct the call in the way you need it and getting the information that you need too.
Exactly.
Okay. I want to kind of talk about that when we get back because, you know, ShotSCOM, we had Ron Isley, when he was head of ShotSCOM, came in here, and I've known Ron a long time. But we want to take a break now, but when we come back, I want to talk about the training part of it, but then how you handle 9/11s. How would we, like you said, how do you direct it? Because you guys are kind of like the center of everything happening.
And Carl, what I'd like him to explain, because a lot of the community is absolutely unaware of ShotSCOM, its existence. How in the world, when they pick up that phone and call 911, what happens? Who are they calling?
Sure.
How are these agencies intertwined?
Yeah.
And that's really interesting, so I'd like for you to explain to the community, because they don't know. They pick up a phone, they might be calling France.
Sure, yeah, we'd love to do that.
All right.
Yeah. And so this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. It is local. Local board of directors are great people. They've been around for 15 years, which was a big surprise to me. You know, frankly, until I started maybe like 4 years ago, started looking around and found Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. And I did not realize that they had been here. I thought they were like opening up right then. And find out they've been open 15 years, and they keep expanding. They've got one branch in Red Bluff, and, of course, their newest branch right down in your
home, Anderson,
your hometown, your homies down there, and then two right here in Redding, the main branch at the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and the other one right down the street here on California Street. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they started. When we do our business with Cornerstone, we're very happy with that. We'll be right back with Shascom.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, I just don't have it together today. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. It is the 7th of July, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alaska Airlines. You can fly nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest, or fly to Seattle and take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. Cool. All right.
If you have any questions out there for Shascom, you can give us a call at 605-4567 if you have something you'd like to know.
Yeah, we've got questions and comments coming in on the chat room, but we're here with Jessica Larmer, who is the operations manager and has been working at Shascom for about 25 years, and Shauna Curtis, who was on the floor out there for and has been with Shascom for like 15 years and then just moved into the admin side of it, keeping all that stuff ready. Okay, 911 call. I know you get hundreds of weird calls, but we'll talk about that one too. But 911 call. There's a wreck. What happens?
Well, typically for traffic collisions, we get multiple calls because many people passing by are seeing it. Mm-hmm. So the first person who gets the call will start processing the information, getting the location, finding out how many vehicles are involved, whether or not anyone's injured. And then as other people are continuing to take other calls, because we generally will get quite a few, then they're seeing if there's any additional information that we need to have. From the information that's given to us, we assess it and see what type of services they may need, whether like law, fire, and medical are needed, or if just the law enforcement is needed. And then we process the call in our computer system and get it out to the agencies who need to respond.
Time frame.
How long does it take? Well, it typically depends on how quickly people are to answer our questions, but I would say a traffic collision usually 60 to 90 seconds.
Okay. And what if it's something serious like an armed individual?
Yeah, any in-progress calls like that, we'll definitely stay on the phone with them until we can get help to them. And it's the same process. You talk to them, you find out what exactly it is, you kind of just assess the situation, get an address where it's occurring, a description of the person. We are going to ask a lot of questions, which may not seem to make any sense to the person who's frantic and
What are they wearing? What color are their shoes? Who cares?
Yes. Like, even what's your cross street? What's your community? You know, in this community, there's many areas that have the same street in Shasta Lake and in Redding and in Anderson, and we have to make sure to get it all right to get them help as quickly as possible.
Well, not only that, but especially if you have you're reporting there's an armed person outside my house, you want to give a description of them.
Sure.
And then you're staying on the phone because you're telling the police are coming and everything.
Yeah. So, and keeping up with any updates that they can provide so we can give it to the field units when they're on their way. Because we answer the 911s and we dispatch all the units.
So you're doing the same. You're doing both at the same time.
Yeah, at times. Sometimes someone may be a dedicated call taker, but often they are multitasking between that and a radio.
So you're talking to the police and the fire at the same time then?
Yeah, we have a different dispatcher for the police, for the sheriff's office, for the fire department. Different dispatchers doing each radio, so they're focused just on their units.
So you, as handling all these as it's coming in, you're handing this off, or you're pushing a button, so that then police are on it then?
So we have a CAD system, which is a computer-aided dispatch system. So when you're taking the call, you're entering it into the system, and then you route it, and it goes to the correct agency, and then they may be able to see it on their mobile units in their cars, but the dispatcher across the room will also get it, be able to broadcast the information as soon as possible.
Okay. So as you're getting it, you're putting it into the computer-assisted displays and typing it in, and it's – and you hit your send, and it's going out to everybody that needs to see it.
Yep.
Okay. You know, the one thing I've always heard, and I don't know if it's true, Shauna, is that as a 911 operator, you hand off very serious things to other people. And incidents out there, you're handing it off, but it's hard for you to find out what happened. Is that true, or is that just something I read?
It actually is true. So that's one of the hardest things about being a dispatcher is you often don't know the end of the story. So you hear these tragic things, you send the help and they arrive, they do their assessment and report and, you know, take the people to the hospital or whatever it is that they do, and that's typically the end. We're moving on to our next call. They're moving on to their next call. They don't have time to call and fill us in or give us the information about whatever's happened.
So if it's not a major news story and hits the news and you can read about it in the paper, you don't have any idea what the outcome is mostly.
Correct.
That could be kind of frustrating.
It would, but I guess at the end of the day, you'd have to be able to let... You can't keep that all with you, so you have to let it go.
I wonder what happened there.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
There are 12 cows on the freeway, and we had three officers out there trying to get them off the freeway. I wonder what happened, you know. I'm just wondering.
I think the ones that stick with you more are when there are calls that involve, you know, medical incidents or...
Children.
Yeah, children is the one I would think. Well, you said most of your calls are medical. Is that true?
Most of our calls, but 911 is interesting because it's kind of become the number people call for any type of help and not necessarily for emergency help. So that's something that we would really like to talk about, is making, just bringing awareness to the fact that 911 is truly for life-threatening in-progress emergencies, as opposed to, I need some service in this county, so I'm going to call 911. Obviously.
And you do have a non-emergency number.
Yes. Every department in the city has a non-emergency number. So if you're reporting a parking problem or your neighbor's dog barking or, you know, various other things, those should all be coming in on non-emergency numbers, because if we are busy answering 911s for those type of calls, we can't get to the more important calls where someone's father's collapsed or someone's breaking into someone's house. We can't talk to those people because we're trying to transfer other people away.
Yeah, as an example, in the city of Anderson, we have a non-emergency number that I call for minor things about down at the senior center.
Yes.
That I need them to know about, but they don't need to know about it right this minute.
And each agency has websites, and all that information is available. It's typically on our website, but the direct line non-emergency numbers for asking questions, reporting small crimes, those are all available on all the websites. Probably Google would get them to you as well. But we really would like to keep 911 just for life-threatening emergencies so that we can make sure to get the people who really need it the help as soon as possible.
And don't forget, we also have all of the agencies do have online reporting available through their website. So the Reading Police Department, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Anderson Police Department, if you go to their websites, there are certain crimes that you can report directly online that do get reviewed by officers.
Okay. We're here with Shascom, Jessica Larman, who is the operations manager there, and Shauna Curtis, who heads up all the admin at Shascom. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, Trish.
My absolute favorite store. It's like a candy store.
2225 Hilltop Drive, one of Linda's favorite places to go to also. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, and they are just super people in there with a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. You can't beat that combination. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids. We're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Tris Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, 7:32 in the morning on the 7th of July.
66 degrees out there, going to be a high of 91 today.
Yeah, this weekend's going to start hitting triple digits.
Here we go.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you, it's a great day to go over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. Go over there and get your car or truck washed, brushless. Special soap and wax that makes your vehicle look brand new. They're at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, right next to Dutch Bros here. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or you buy 10 and you get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Really good people there. Trish and I are here with Shascom today. Jessica Larmer, who is the operations manager, and Shauna Curtis, who is the admin operations manager over there. And you were talking, Trish.
Well, about how the because not all agencies are dispatched through Shascom.
Yeah, so we're a consolidated dispatch center, which means we've brought multiple agencies together, and we dispatch for 3 law enforcement agencies. That's the Reading Police Department, the Anderson Police Department, and the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. In addition, we dispatch for the Reading Fire Department and Shasta County EMS, so all the EMS services in the lower or in this portion of the county.
All the ambulance services and all that. But then the fire portion of the rest of the county is dispatched through
Cal Fire.
Cal Fire.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are unaware of that, that they don't. And so Anderson, all of the fire departments except Reading Fire are dispatched through Cal Fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then we have a lot of fire agencies throughout Shasta County.
Yes.
And it people don't understand that they all go through Shascom.
And yeah.
There's some reasons for that over the years and a lot of contract negotiations, and at one point the city of Anderson was in, and then they were out, and then they were back in. And
yeah, we're happy to have them back.
a lot of it has to do with financial and department, how it works. and how it pencils out for the agencies. I know that was Anderson's problem for a long time. And they were the original. Phil Rayner from the city of Anderson, his name out there, was the one that absolutely was he was determined we were going to have a consolidated dispatch.
That's interesting. I've been curious to, I've often wondered where that came from, because it is now becoming more commonplace, and even some states are requiring it because there are so many benefits to it. So I think this community has been really fortunate that we've had that service for the last 27 years, and that it was brought about, you know,
in the early 90s. Yeah, in the early 90s, and it was Phil Rayner from the city of Anderson, who's police chief down there, and he was the one that absolutely was adamant. And then by the time it all got together, it proved not financially sound for the city of Anderson. They were just too small to be a part of it to pay the entire thing. So they came out, started dispatching themselves, and then at some point came back in. But,
Well, see, this what happens when, you know, you do so well at so many things, but not everything.
Yeah.
Anderson. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, your usual number of 911 operators, usually, I mean, you're authorized
on duty at a time?
Well, yeah, but your overall...
Overall, 39.
39. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many are on at any one time?
It should be 8 in a supervisor. We just got approval to increase our staffing, so mm-hmm. our goal is to get to 9 in a supervisor, and we definitely need that. But hiring right now, staffing issues is obviously difficult. Everyone's experiencing that, you know, throughout the county and state and country, really. And so we also are facing that, trying to do everything we can to bring in people who are, like, public service motivated, who want to do good things for their community and are looking for a long-term career. The training is extensive, so we do need people who want to stick it out and actually make a career out of it. It is a great career. There's great benefits. It's like, I raised 3 children while working there and was able to make it to all their events and still be a good dispatcher and do what I needed to do for the community. So there is a really great opportunity there for people who are looking for a long-term career.
How many phone calls or how many calls does 911 here in Shascom get, would you say?
It's around 36,000 a month, I believe.
I'm sorry.
I believe it's,
a month?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And not just 911
calls.
That
not that I didn't believe you. Yeah. I was just...
That's a lot of calls.
That's, yeah. You know, if you had said, oh, we get 36,000 a year, I would have believed that. No, I mean, I would have, because that's still a lot.
Yes.
So you get around 36,000 phone calls. Shauna, how do y'all handle that? I mean, you've got, well, you're saying 24 people, 3 8-hour shifts. So, I mean, if you try and break that up into, of course, there's some probably shifts that you get a lot more phone calls.
Well, we actually work 12-hour shifts, so we work from 7 in the morning until 7 at night, 7 at night until 7 in the morning. So our dispatchers do work pretty long hours, but we also hire and train really great people that are able to handle a lot of difficult things all at one time. So
you got to be a multitasker there, huh?
5 days a week shift?
The typical schedule is going to be 3 days 1 week, or 3 12s 1 week, and 3 12s and an 8 the next week.
But right now, obviously, we're short-staffed, so there is a great deal of overtime. So people are working 4 and 5 days a week, unfortunately.
Right.
Which is too much for 12-hour shifts. But and actually ends up costing the agency more when you're paying overtime instead of straight time.
Yeah,
but we have a lot of dedicated people that are really willing to, you know, step in and get the work done when it needs to be done, because we are all very dedicated to our community and very service-oriented and want to do what's right by our community.
That's amazing, 36,000 a month. And so, and they're spread out among just medical calls and, you know, which is an emergency, but other high activity emergencies, police chases. Do y'all get involved in that?
Yeah, we do all the dispatching for the law enforcement agencies. So everything that they on view, you know, if they check out with a person or they do a traffic stop, that all goes through us as well.
So if I call 911 as a fire, you transfer that call?
No, so within our building, if you call, the person who answers the phone is the person who helps you. So the person on the fire radio answering phones could be answering for a call for RPD or the city of Anderson. You don't know. You just have to be trained on everything. So, yes, if we take a call and it's occurring in a county for fire, we do transfer over to Cal Fire.
That's what.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the same thing, if there is a something occurring on a freeway, that's actually the Highway Patrol jurisdiction, and we would transfer it to them as well.
So somebody, there's a car fire on I-5 past Cottonwood.
Yes.
That's still within our county, right?
North of Cottonwood is in our county.
Okay,
yes.
North of Cottonwood.
Yes.
And there's a fire, and they call 911. Come to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would immediately hand it off to the Highway Patrol or other places.
A fire, we would get to Cal Fire, because they're the primary ones.
Cal Fire, and they're going to send Anderson Fire to that fire.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, but in that instance, some cell phones do go to the Highway Patrol, and if cars are on I-5, they likely would be also receiving calls on it. So.
Okay, well, how come... If I'm calling explain this one to me. And we got 5 minutes, and I'm slow, so talk with one-syllable words on this one.
Okay.
I'm driving down the road, and I call 911. When I reach a certain point, does it just automatically route me someplace to another 911?
Well, currently, there are cell sectors. If you look at a tower, you can see there's lots of different points around it. And so when you call 911, depending on what point you hit, is who it routes it to. That's the current system, but we're moving to next-gen 911, the entire nation is, and that will be based, it's location-based routing or policy-based routing, so they can make the freeway in GIS mapping and say every call coming from this roadway goes to this person, or we could even, a weird situation is like the fairgrounds in Anderson, when there is the fair there, that is... actually CHP's jurisdiction for some reason, even though it's within the city of Anderson.
Because it's a state agency.
Yeah, so for the law enforcement, CHP handles it. So the new next-gen 911 will allow us to basically perimeter that area off and say now for this night or this weekend, all the calls in this area will go to the Highway Patrol. So next-gen 911 will give us a lot of different options when it goes into place.
But it's still, no matter where you are, it's going to be into the nearest 911 or the nearest agency that if you're calling from the casino, let's just say, you know, somebody fell down in there. So you call out in the parking lot. It'll go to Shascom.
Yes.
And then you take it from there.
Yes.
It wouldn't go anywhere else. I always wondered about that. I mean, how do we know it's going to, oh, I'm sorry, that's not in our sector type thing, you know.
The only ones that might be a little one-off are VoIP calls. So
voice over internet?
Yes.
Okay.
So those ones you might go to, like a national center, and that's based off of the carrier that you use, and how they, like, sort out the call and then figure out what they need to send it to.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's interesting. So they're going to map out everything. So as you cross and you're handing people off as they're going down from one sector to another, they're handed off, not literally, but they're handed off.
Literally with a stroke of the keyboard.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not even that. As they move into it, and if they make that phone call, it's automatically moved into that sector.
Based off the location of your cell phone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Wow. Okay, hey, let's take a break because I'm going to come back. Here's a question. Do your guests have one special call that is one they will never forget? After the break. So, and you know, I'd asked them about something about the weird, but, you know, they're both going, nah. The ones that we know of, we can't talk about. Okay, I can live with that. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Yeah, the stock market is... What is the stock market doing? What is the stock market
Nobody
doing?
Wants to look and find out at this point. You just
God. Oh, the cost of oil is under 100. Oh, no, it's up to 110. If you want a second opinion on your retirement plans or your 401ks or your investments, give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Might be something you want to do. Judy's been helping people since 1993, families, businesses, veterans, seniors, and has been doing a great job. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Shascom.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again. I'm not the man they think I am at all.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Lark and Carl Bott, Thursday, the 7th of July, 7:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you've been having problems with a work injury and you're not getting treatment because of denials, you better give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. He answers the phone. You get a free consultation. Work injuries can change your life. And the insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You want one that knows workers' comp, and Patrick Gorman does. And he's somebody that will fight for you. Again, give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. We're here with Shauna Curtis, who is the administrative manager of Shascom, and Jessica Larmer, who is the operations manager. And both of them have got, well, Jessica's got like 25 years, and Shauna's got like over 15 working and handling the emergencies. And if you've ever called 911, who knows? You may have talked to one of them. The question was from one of our people in the chat room. Do you have a phone call or any phone calls that you kind of truly remember? They don't have to be bad, but do you have any, you know, that
memorable, that just
memorable
stick with
ones?
You.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we definitely have the hard, tragic ones and, you know, some lighter, kind of funny ones. But the ones that really, I think, mean the most to me are where you know for sure you've done a good job and you've helped somebody. I know I personally have taken calls from a kid who just couldn't find his mom. He was young and frantic and just did not know what to do. And, you know, I was able to tell him, listen, you've called the right person. I know exactly how to help you. Just stay on the phone with me, and I'm going to do everything I can to get you back with your mom. And, you know, in talking to him, finding out what the situation was, his mom had ran to a neighbor's house while he was taking a nap, and he didn't know. You know, we were able to stay on the phone with him, ask his mom's name, look up priors, find phone numbers, do things, and his mom was right there shortly after. So not a tragic call, but, like, knowing that I was able to stay on the phone with that kid and give him comfort until he could be with his mom, those are the calls that really make you feel good when you go home at night.
Cool. And Shauna?
I still think the one that always sticks with me the most is a young girl that was probably 10 years old. I'll always remember her name. Her name was Joey, that got bit by a snake on her foot when she was riding her bike. And she went in, she talked to her mom and said, I got bit by something. And, you know, she looked at it and the swelling was pretty significant. They lived out in a very rural area and they didn't have cell phone service. So she had to get her in her car and drive her to the end of the driveway to even be able to make a call to 911. And when she did, I got the mom, and we actually use EMD protocol. So I had a script to follow.
EMD.
Emergency medical dispatch.
Okay.
So it gives us instructions to how to help people when they have medical emergencies. But this girl actually progressed pretty significantly. Within 5 minutes, I think the swelling has already gone up to her thigh.
Yeah.
And she was starting to, her eyes were starting to roll in the back of her head. And, you know, it was taking a long time for the paramedics to get there. And the mom did such a great job, and she was very calm and did exactly everything I told her to do. But the part of our job is you never know the end of that story. I still, to this day, I took this call probably 10 years ago, do not know what happened to that girl or if she survived or lived or whatever happened from it. So that's probably one that sticks with me the most, and that's probably a hard part about being a dispatcher is not knowing the end of the story.
Oh, so yeah. Anybody, if you know a girl by the name of Joy that was bitten by a snake, you can reach us at 605-4567 so we can hear the rest of that story. Wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be great.
I mean, that doesn't happen to everybody. And oh, we have 5 snake bites. Oh, my gosh, they're all named Joy. No, that does not happen. What a wonderful, oh, gosh. Wouldn't that be great if we could find out that Joy is back and became a track star or something like that? Yeah. The big thing. Because we are short people. If people are interested in wanting to come to ShastCom that want to help people, it's a good job. It pays well. Obviously you two have been in it for years, decades. And that, if people are interested, what should they do? I want to become a 911.
Yeah, definitely visit our website. We have a really simple application process. You can also email jobs@shastcom911.com and ask for an application to be sent to you. It's a process. You know, you have to go through first a skills assessment and then an interview and then an actual background investigation. And then, you know, carries on from there. There's some more steps to it. But, yeah, just get a hold of us.
What type of
education requirements?
Yeah, you have to have a high school education. You have to be able to type quickly. You have to be able to multitask, be calm in stressful situations.
How do you test for multitasking? Do you give them a bunch of things to do at the same time?
We actually have an automated system that does it. So they're busy taking in information through the system, and then it'll ask them to do something else on the side. You have to take a break and go over and get this done and come back to do your regular task and go back and forth. It simulates to some degree what we do as dispatchers.
Okay. Not everybody's made to be a 911 dispatcher.
Definitely. Not everybody can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yes. Okay. Yes, and it is important to us to not hire people where this job might be harmful to them. You know, some people.
That's the other thing, too, is post-traumatic stress. Sure. I've read about that for 911 operators because of disasters. You know, the ones in New York during 9/11. But I imagine that this can wear on you.
Yeah, and we definitely have a great deal of that with even the car fire. I think the whole community does, right? You mm-hmm. know, there's a lot of issues with that.
Oh, yeah. Getting those phone calls. Phone call after phone call after phone call.
Complete inundation.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. But so here's the important part. If you don't have a true emergency, and think about this, a cat in a tree, as much as you love the cat, or a dog barking outside your house, or a sleaze bag on the in a car across the street from you, who you know is shooting up with drugs, those really aren't 911s.
Yeah, if seconds aren't going to change the situation, then 911 is not the right number for you. We want to save the 911 lines and the dispatchers who are available to answer those lines for the absolute emergencies, like my house is on fire or my grandfather just fell to the ground and I don't know if he's breathing. Those are the calls that we want our dispatchers on immediately, not filtering through like, my dogs are, or the neighbor's dogs are barking, or I don't like the way my neighbor parked his car. Like, we really want to focus our attention on the people who actually need it, where seconds matter when you're calling 911.
So people could, if they really want to help, they could take the time to just look up that non-emergency number for it and then post it near their phone, so that when something happens, they can call that other number for whatever agency you're trying to reach, as opposed to 911.
Yes, or add it into your cell phone. You know, it's readily available. Type RPD in and add your phone number in.
I have mine in here for it's a non-emergency number.
Yes.
So remember, if it's not a matter of life or death, seriously, life or death.
Where seconds count.
Call the dispatcher.
Yeah, that's
they're
right.
Real nice, too.
Yeah, they're emergency and non-emergency numbers that we answer that aren't 911. So we answer them as quickly as we can get to them.
Oh, does that come to you, too?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They all go.
I just thought it went like to somebody in the police department. You know, some nice lady there that's going, may I help you? And what are you wearing? No, they don't ask me that.
No.
Oh, so they all go, okay, so non-emergency numbers too, but those are the ones you can put on hold for a second.
Yes. Those go through an automatic call distributor, so they're basically just waiting for us when we're ready. As soon as we're ready, we take them.
Okay.
But 911s, we want to answer immediately.
Those take precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. I didn't realize they all went to
shop. They all go there. It just depends.
Yeah.
Has there been people calling so many times, you know who they are?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have friends out there. Yeah. Well-known friends, yes.
I bet I know.
This is the first
friends.
Time I've seen her smile and laugh today, because it's this is serious stuff we're talking about. You have friends out there, huh?
Yes.
Do they call you by name?
They do have. We do have people who ask for certain dispatchers. Yeah, those people are not calling for emergencies though, and they shouldn't be calling on 911.
No, they're not calling 911, but they're calling. They're calling there, going,
yes.
"Hi, is Jessica there?"
Yeah. Yes, that happens.
And what kind of calls are those?
A lot of times people just need someone to talk to every day. You know, there's a lot of lonely people in this county, so they'll call and let you know their cat didn't eat this morning. Or
That's wonderful.
There's a tree next door that's really bugging them because they know it's going to fall down on their house, and they want you to do something about it.
No, but that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, that when you have the time, because you're helping somebody that way, too, because you may be the person they talk to.
Yeah, and there's other services we can put people in touch with, like MCOT and other
adult
other,
services.
Yeah,
and,
that we can put people in touch with when they need assistance.
Wow. Okay, we're here with Jessica Larmer, who is the operations manager, who's worked her way up, that knew when she was a senior in high school she wanted to be a 911 dispatcher and became one and is now the operations manager for Shascom, which is not a small job. And Shauna Curtis, who's been with Shascom for 15 years and has worked her way, so now she's the admin manager. What does the admin manager do, just kind of quickly?
I do all of the
recruiting, hiring, like getting people
through like HR and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
Well, who do you work for? Who is the board of directors?
Yeah, the board of the directors are the chiefs of the police department, the sheriff, the city manager, and the Anderson city manager.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I mean, you two are heroes. And, I mean that.
Absolutely.
And you're kind of putting a face on the people that work there. And it's a tough job, but sounds like a very rewarding job, too. And if you're interested in something like this, or you think your kids might be, or they've talked about it, the phone number is, 911. No, don't call that.
No.
But you go to the website, Shascom.
Yeah, Shascom911.com. We can also follow us on Facebook. We do a lot of fun posts, and, we really try to have a good time with our dispatchers while they're working. It is a stressful environment, so there's a lot of things we do to kind of make it light and fun while they are there.
Do you have dress-up days?
Absolutely. We invented dress-up days.
You know what? You're calling 911 and stuff's going on, and you look in there and they're dressed like, circus people or something like that. No, I think that's – you know what? We've run over. But thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you so much for what you do for our community.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and when we come back, Doug Jenke and Trish will have a conversation while I stand over here in the corner.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Million honor to 17 people, 2 Republican lawmakers among them.
Among those receiving the Medal of Freedom will be gymnast Simone Biles, actor Denzel Washington, and the late Senator John McCain. The Arizona Republican served with Mr. Biden in the Senate. The president will also honor retired GOP Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming. Other recipients include the New York nurse who received the first COVID-19 vaccination and the late Apple co-founder Steve Jobs.
White House correspondent Greg Klugsman. Russian news agencies report jailed American basketball star Brittany Griner, standing trial in Moscow, has pleaded guilty to drug possession and smuggling charges, faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted of large-scale transportation of drugs, next court appearance in a week. The Dow's up 258 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon 2 factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Public health officials in China's capital issuing a mandate that requires people to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination before they can enter some public spaces like gyms, museums, and libraries. The sudden policy announcement and its impact on daily life generating concern among city residents. The health app that shows a person's latest PCR test results has been updated to make it easier to also access their vaccination status, according to a spokeswoman for Beijing's Municipal Health Commission. The list of public places requiring vaccination does not include restaurants and offices. The mandate will take effect on Monday, with exceptions available only to those who cannot be vaccinated for health reasons. More than 23 million people in Beijing have been vaccinated, which, if it's accurate, would cover the city's entire population, and then some. News and analysis at townhall.com. He could meet the same fate as his counterpart in San Francisco. Efforts to recall Los Angeles County's far-left prosecutor take a big step forward.
On Wednesday, L.A. residents said they submitted more than enough petition signatures to qualify for an election to recall George Soros-funded district attorney George Gascon, who they say is responsible for the crime wave in Los Angeles County. Tim Leinberger, a spokesperson for the recall campaign, said they'll succeed if they can get the measure before voters. If certified, the election would be the latest in a string of recalls in California involving far-left officials. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
After allegedly attacking a July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois, police say Robert Cremo III considered attacking an event in Madison, Wisconsin, but decided against it and returned to Illinois, where he was captured. Police also say Cremo has confessed to the deadly shooting spree in Highland Park. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, July the 7th, it is National Dive Bar Day. Something our guest is well aware of, but we'll get to him in a minute. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, A ratings, top 50 hospitals in the United States for cardiovascular matters. Hey, healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. Is there another day besides National Dive Bar Day?
There's quite a few.
Pick the best one.
National Father-Daughter Take a Walk Day. It's a pretty good one.
That's a good day.
Yeah, okay. I can live with that. And then after you take the walk, then you go to National
Dive Bar
Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
Leave your daughter home.
Well, not if she's, you know.
Not if she's over 21.
Not if she's over 21.
Gotcha. Okay.
Here, honey, I think you need to be introduced to this. And Daddy's here to protect you. Hi, Trish. Good morning.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings. I mean, for heaven's sake,
what
is better
know.
Than National Dive Bar Day? I gotta love that. It's 67 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 91 today, sunny and clear. A low of 65 on Friday. A high of 94 and a low of 66. On Saturday, getting hot, high of 98 and a low of 89. And by Sunday, 104 and a low of 73. Monday, 107 and a low of 73. And then kind of hanging around in the high hundreds for the rest of the week. So,
well, not the high hundreds.
Well, the mid, low.
Like 140, 150.
It's not the high hundreds, like 180.
Well, no. Well,
so I'm you're talking
between 100 and 110.
Ah, 110.
Well, not...
You know, I have gotten to be such a... what's the word I'm looking
wuss.
For?
A wuss.
Wuss. Yeah, that, it sounds like wuss. When it comes to heat.
Yeah.
You know, I came back the first summer I was here. I'd just gotten back from Iraq, and people were whining about like 108 degrees. And I'm looking at them, and they're like, oh, I just don't think I can. I don't think we can function at 108. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, this is, you know.
It's always to get climatized.
It's 108. You're wearing flip-flops, shorts, a Hawaiian shirt, and you're drinking a cold beverage. While you get from your air-conditioned car to your air-conditioned house, and you're wussing on this, you know. So, you know, but now, 15 years later, I'm going, oh, God, it's 105 today.
You're the wuss that everybody's looking at going, there he is whining.
There he is whining
there
about
is whining.
It. There I am. So
the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793, and they don't want to hear you whine either.
No, they don't either, but they can fix your air conditioning, and they have.
Why would they fix your air conditioning?
Okay, for some reason, I think of Alliance Heating.
Unless it runs on gas or propane,
well,
it doesn't matter.
I think of Alliance Heating and Air and Shasta Gas Propane for the same reason. They are absolutely fine people.
Great
businesses. And because we were just talking about heat and air conditioning, you were talking about propane, and I just, Alliance Heating and Air just ran across my mind.
Hey, folks, I just want to say, Carl, this is Thursday. It's Thursday morning. You're pulling Sleepy Joe moments on us here, so let's just make sure you stay focused on the task at hand, okay? Just bringing you back to the reality.
My only task on hand is to make sure the FCC doesn't take us off the air because you two are together.
Good luck on that one.
If you are...
get ready with that button, Liam.
That's right. If you're just checking in now because, you know, 8 o'clock and you're just waking up or whatever, our last hour show was really...
excellent.
Really an excellent show. And we were talking about Shascom. And they're the ones, those are the 911 people. They're also dispatchers, but they're the 911 people. And it was such an interesting show to hear the people that worked there. And and when they were leaving, I was talking with them, the car fire. It was like, you know, it sounded like a combat tour. When the car fire hit and these other fires hit, they are on and they stay on, and it's getting close to my house. They're trying to call out assets. The assets are just not going to make it. And so, when something like that finishes, and I'm sure that they lose a couple of the dispatchers because they just say, you know what, I can't do this. On the other hand, the strong ones, they, you know, take a deep breath and say, hey, we helped a lot of people up there. Anyway.
You know, Carl, one of the other things that I did in my lifetime is during project fires, I used to work extended dispatch out at the U.S. Forest Service and would work 12-hour shifts doing that.
So you were dispatching, too.
I dispatched out there for four or five years.
That. I can see you do
and
that.
It is really, when you're trying to get all of those, I don't think people have any understanding of how complicated it is to get all the people necessary to fight these project fires. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about getting kitchens and laundries and it, along with everything else that it takes, all the food to feed all these firefighters and all of the airplanes.
The fuel.
The fuel, the equipment, the everything to get it and have 25 of these scattered all over through a project fire, like when we get these going. It's quite a complicated system.
Oh, no, it has to be. It has to be. Hey, Doug Jenke has joined us this morning. And what are your thoughts on, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday with Mike DeQuisto.
I heard a little bit about it. Actually, it's funny. We're going to talk about the land deal a little bit today. He is on record as being against it from the get-go, thinking there was some pretty shady stuff going on. And now
I think the word he used was sleazy.
Sleazy.
Right here. He was sitting right where you were sitting.
Yes. So I did listen to some of it on my way down from Shingletucky. And no, I mean, the fruit is now bearing its flowers to the fact that Redding has been caught with their fingers proverbially in the illegal pot. And as much as I agree with you, I don't think we should pay the legal fees because it's yours and my money. However, our city council and our city management did something illegal. Mm-hmm. And I think that the tribe has every right to believe they should get their legal fees back.
Well, and of course, all of those people are covered.
A percentage of it. All of
those people are covered by the insurance that they're required to cover. So even if they get held individually responsible, they're covered with the insurance.
Well, I think it was $100,000 was the indemnity, wasn't it?
Indemnity from Shasta Land Holdings, LLC.
Yeah.
And we got to make sure we get that name right because there's other things out there that are close in name. Shasta Land Holdings LLC indemnified the city for $100,000, which is gone at this point. No, it's just, it's gone.
Yeah,
that's just for the city.
Yeah,
and I had somebody call in yesterday and used the word crooked, and that's no, I don't believe that in a second. There's nothing crooked about this in the sense or that they're corrupt or anything. And Michael DeQuisto agreed with me about that. He said, no. This whole thing, and I know Doug is over there frothing right now, but this whole thing is just a mess and should never have happened.
Well, and the thing is I will disagree with you publicly and on air to every one of your listeners. Corruption is corruption. And these folks knew, Michael DeQuisto made it very clear, that it was sleazy from the get-go. One of our city council members is now running for supervisor's position. And oddly enough, the one of the people that was going to benefit the most from this purchase is one of her biggest supporters. You can call us a ducat from any other color, but that is a pretty convoluted connection right there when Erin Reasoner voted for this whole thing. And now she's got Red Emerson as one of her biggest supporters, and, of course, the Shasta Holding Company is part of SP, and I think that you can say it's not corrupt, but that's corruption. No. That's what corruption looks like.
This happened, their vote 2 years ago. And listen to the question. You got to listen to the whole show. Mm-hmm. Should have been done. No. But there are people in the city staff whose hope, the city attorney, his whole job is to keep people from doing this. And
a great job he did.
Well,
and it's interesting.
But what I'm saying is it happened 2 years ago and went along with the opposition of the city council against the Redding Rancheria. I mean, all five of them signed the letter to the Bureau of Indian Affairs saying they didn't want it there. And all this happened in that one time. Now, again, to try to say, oh, this is corrupt. Now, 2 years later, she's running for office, and her stance on the casino is well known. I mean, she's not backing off on that, and nor should she if she believes in that. So it just stands to reason that Sierra Pacific would back her.
Well, and you know, the thing
is... And the other tribe down south.
Well, and the thing is, you know, let's be clear. I'm not a fan of the casino moving their stuff there either. So there you go publicly, because I think, now that we've got Costco and that disaster of a circular roundabout, adding another couple thousand cars a day is going to turn that off-ramp into a rear-end disaster zone as people get off.
It's certainly interesting already and has been for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I've come down there where people have, they're backed up trying to get off the road at the end of the day, and they're already backing into the southbound lanes of Interstate 5, and now we're going to add an entire shopping center and maybe a casino.
Well,
there we go.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
Fair enough.
Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, I saw the greatest thing. It says they had photos and videos of people lining up for the charging stations. And then I saw photos of charging stations where we had a bunch of sleazy people cut off the end of the charging to steal the copper out of it.
Yep.
And
that's happened in
electric cars are here. There, and if you're looking at buying one, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. My comment on it was, it's unless the infrastructure is there for like a million plus more charging stations, and that may not even be enough if you're pushing electric cars and electric vehicles as much. You got to have the energy to charge the cars, who are just a rolling battery.
Bottom line, Carl, it just doesn't work.
Not right now.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't right now because of the time and the batteries. But 5 years from now, you may be able to just to pull a battery out of a car and put another one in and roll with it. I mean,
The electric cars is one of the biggest scams ever, because you made a point here. You didn't even realize it, but you supported it. REU is offering my tax money to somebody who buys an electric car, but funny enough, my Honda, I didn't get any rebates for buying my gas-powered Honda. So why would I support?
Going way up.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Why would I support?
Time to take a break. Liam. Take us away.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. I waved first before I raised my voice, you know.
Thanks.
I
sorry,
waved
Dad.
And tried to tell you.
Sorry, Dad.
Yes,
you
eyes on me. Eyes on me. 8:22 in the morning.
It is your show.
No, actually, it's Thursday, so it's half my show.
It's not my show. 8:22 in the morning here on the 7th of July. It's about 70 degrees, going up to in the high 90s today. If you're, where am I? River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. Absolutely not. This is for active seniors that want to get rid of the solar systems that we've been talking about, plumbing problems, gardens or yards, and they want to live in a great place with super accommodations, a gourmet chef, activities, transportation if you want it. Great people there. And they are pet friendly. If you'd like to see what's going on there at River Commons Senior Living, give Brian a call at 530-238-5981 and find out why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. Trish Clark and I are here with Doug Janke. And they get going. And I just kind of casually stand over here and say, it's time to take a break.
Well, I feel
so
that I
where
feel
are we at
I'm
now?
Getting kicked underneath the table, so it's all good with Trish.
Okay. did you know it when the it has nothing to do with anything, and I'll shut up. During the North Korean negotiations with the Americans during the Korean War, sat at a table kind of like this, and an American admiral standing there, and the Chinese general or the North Korean general was reaching out and kicking him underneath the table, kicking him.
Oh, really?
Because they're having little kicking matches going on. Yeah, that was the hatred there. I mean, it was just, oh, okay. Okay, we were talking about, solar, electric, and all this. The one thing I would like to see put in every home in California, new homes, and even older homes because we've got the money, is that I think it's called the blue pipe system, that you can reclaim water. In other words, all the water comes out of your shower or your bath or even the dishwasher, and if you use the right soap, that all that comes back into your, it's a storage area that you can use for your trees,
irrigation outside,
anything.
A gray water system is what they call that in other parts of the states.
Right. Yeah, they do. They call it gray water, but they call it blue. And the state of California literally has a pipe that's big enough for an 18-wheeler to drive through that goes 3 miles out into the ocean in L.A., and all it does is pump water out
every day. Yeah.
Yep.
And it would be an easy thing to do because they build RV systems all the time. It has a gray water system and a black water system. The two separate...
The retrofitting would be a little difficult, but
on older homes, the new stuff would be easy.
Yeah. Well, I was at a presentation 2 weeks ago from Cal Fire, and there's a law it's called AB 38. And so, if you're listening, pay attention. State of California last year mandated that all houses being sold in California that are in a moderate, high, or very high fire zone have to have a fire hardening inspection, which is provided by Cal Fire. Currently it is free, and currently it's about 48 hours to do, so that's not a big deal. But in 2 years, they said, now I haven't been able to find anything to confirm it, but this is straight from Cal Fire, that there's laws that are about to be signed where they're going to require the state of California mandatory retrofit older homes with fire stuff. Like, you have to get rid of your siding and put stucco on it. You have to put on steel roofs or fire-rated roofs. Imagine what that's going to cost for a homeowner if that actually goes through.
Well,
that's
insane.
It's insane,
because I'm talking about his thing bringing up the blue water.
That's insane.
Did you say that the state would pay for that?
No, they're
just going to force you to do that if you live in a fire area.
Yeah.
Is there any place out around here downtown Reading could be a fire area. We learned
there's
that
a lot
during
of actually
the car
Reading
fire.
That is in fire.
And yeah, of course it is.
There's a pilot program. We found this out as well, so it's very interesting what you find out if you go to places. The state of California has allotted tens of millions of dollars. And oddly enough, Whitmore was chosen as one of the test sites. And they are actually going out there right now on our dime and completely retrofitting, I think, 200 homes to make them fireproof on our dime in Whitmore.
In Whitmore.
I did not know this.
But wait, I thought you just said that we were going to have to pay for that.
This is a test program. It's a pilot program. But
new roofs,
fire rug, gutters, no gaps larger than an eighth of an inch, hardy plank siding, stucco siding in 2 years, according to Cal Fire.
Stucco siding.
Yeah. According to Cal Fire.
Can you put the stucco over your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do it. But house is going to be about $10,000 to $12,000.
Yeah.
So imagine, you own a very nice house. It's got great wood siding.
Yeah. Cedar plank siding.
We have that.
Very expensive.
We have that.
And they're going to put stucco over the top of that?
And then the law is going to
require... putting carpet over a beautiful hardwood floor.
Yes. Well, and then the law, according to Cal Fire, so I'm paraphrasing to the best of my knowledge, is you will not be allowed by the state of California to have anything within 5 feet of your home.
Okay. Not a bush, not a rose bush.
You cannot have a barbecue parked next to your house. You won't be able to have a wood deck parked next to your house unless it's fire rated. You won't be able to leave your trash cans next to your house, and wood fencing will be outlawed if it attaches to your house. And they're going to have a fining protocol in place if they drive through and see wood fencing. Now, this is straight from Cal Fire. I'm not here to raise holy hell. I'm just telling you. In 2 years, if this goes through, we're going to see a dramatic increase in the bureaucracy. So keep voting for Mr. Mussolini and the gang.
Well, that's insane. And here's the problem. If they would simply start managing the public lands as they should have, instead of letting fires burn, not doing, you know, don't cut any of our timber, don't manage the lands in any way, shape, or form. That's why we have these horrendous fires.
Well,
I mean, there's a combination of clearing your house. What you're talking about is absolutely insane.
Well, the thing is,
there's defensible space.
Well, there's defensible space, but what they were telling us is, they looked at some of the recent fires around the state, and there was places where the fire was going along green belts. Okay, but the fire was going up the fences like a fuse, and then it went to the house. So the fire was quite a distance away, but it went right up the fence.
Well, I can tell you that, and we got to take a break here, get back on time. We had friends during the car fire. I called him and said, "Hey, are you guys in danger?" He goes, "Well, the fence is on fire right now. We're leaving." And that's what had happened. That fence had caught on fire, their wooden fence, and leaped from there. I mean, of course, the fire at that point. Yeah. Anyway, okay, last comment here was the roundabout on Bonneville is disaster. Did they even have a roundabout on Bonneville?
They do now.
They do now.
Okay, is a disaster already. You cannot exit Burger King because no one will let you in. It will be worse with Costco.
And put a couple crosswalks in there.
And who approves these dumb things? And then the other comment was, that was because that was Burger King's designed idea. Once you're in, you can't leave. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526. Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
I hear the train a-coming.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Tomorrow, Patrick Gorman's going to join us along with a couple other people. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Specifically in categories like heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacements. You know, it's, if you're going to go someplace to have the work done, you want to go to a place that can do the work and has been recognized for that. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish and I are here with Doug Jenke, and good morning, Terry. You have a comment?
Trish made a good point about if people keep voting for Newsom, but this is some statistics from USA Today, and no, I don't trust them either. However, they're just regurgitating these statistics they got from the state of California. Out of the 58 counties in California, only three counties, voted for a Republican to be governor rather than Gavin Newsom, and that was Brian Daly, and I believe the three counties were Modoc, Shasta, and Siskiyou. The other 55 counties all voted for Newsom. Only 11 of the 58 counties voted for Republicans, where Republicans won in their counties, for state and federal offices. The other 47 were all blue. There's been talk about a great red wave, and I think there is a lot of people that are changing their positions. The challenge we have right now is that Newsom is winning this thing more so than he did before. Now, you could say it's the cheating, the machine, it's this, it's that. But, you know, if we have to rely on voting every 2 to 4 years to change corruption, then we're in trouble. Remember that, as Jefferson said, that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. And I think when people get into office, we have to have mechanisms to hold their feet to the fire.
Okay.
True enough.
Yeah, and you know what? I'd heard that before, is that the red counties are getting, you know, less. I mean, it used to be the whole North State used to.
I think the most egregious situation to that is Nevada County. That's where the Tea Party started. It was the largest Tea Party in the state of California. That's where Meckler and talked to Levin, had met Levin via, communication across the country. And they were the strongest county when it came to being a red county. Now they're completely blue. And it's Butte County. It's really a shame that, this is happening. And I believe people are waking up. We just have to have that mechanism to be able to be strong to take back our government from a lot of very corrupt politicians.
Part of that takeover is the fact that you have college-educated children who are now adults. They've accomplished what they set out to do many years ago, and that is take us over through our children. And you're seeing the fruits of that in these young families that are living now in Nevada County and in Butte County. You'll find that it follows the colleges pretty closely, those counties that are becoming younger. And bottom line, we've got to take back our education system. That's the highest priority.
Yeah, actually, you're right on that. But one thing about Nevada County, just so you know, Nevada County had an influx of a lot of people moving from Silicon Valley, especially after COVID and during COVID. A lot of people had moved. A lot of people had moved before then in 2019 to Nevada County. Most of those people were actually older people. that
but
were
they're
working.
From Silicon Valley.
Yeah, they came from the Silicon Valley. They were liberal in thinking.
Yep.
They could go anywhere they wanted, because if you work in the technological industry, you can work from anywhere. I know both my son-in-law and youngest daughter can go anywhere in the world and work. So really and truly, I think that makes sense. But remember, a lot of the young people that did the recall in Shasta County, not to single that out, were young families. I would say 35 to 42 in there, you know, younger families that understand they need to protect their children. So I think that you're
the
right
younger,
about that.
The younger families that are here in Shasta County have grown up in Shasta County and
understand. There are a lot of them moved in, Trish.
Is that right?
You know, I can think of half the people that ran for office just moved here.
Well,
let me
interject here. Both you guys are wrong on two things. First off, Silicon would be
okay.
The freight
best
neighborhood. It's Silicon.
Yeah, well, it's a very liberal area.
No, I just said, I thought it was funny. You guys can't call it Silicon Valley. I'm like, well,
Silicon. Yeah, Silicon.
And then number two, actually, I was going to bring this up as part of my show today. I was forwarded our show. Yes, sorry, Carl, it is your show. I got an email that I'd like to get to Carl, and it was from Seth Cashel, who is
just recently here and did a presentation.
Oh my God!
Very good presentation. I went to it.
Amazing fact-based presentation. he lays out in very stark contrast what happened. Apparently, that Sleepy Joe was such a good campaigner and put on so many local events that the Democrat machine turned out a 50% higher turnout for Joe than they ever did for Barack Obama.
And see, that's the part. If you can't find anything else to scratch your head about,
yeah,
gotta be that.
And so, you know, when you talk about the election and, you know, the transfer of people, it's the corruption of the system. And Kathy Darling knows there's a problem. I mean, the number of people that are registered that are not alive, or they're at, you know, multiple at the same address. We need to clean our voting rules, because I'll get this to Carl and let him watch about an hour and 20 minutes. Fact-based, no hysteria. It's not some right-wing conspiracy, but the guy lays out and he shows you the anomalies that are statistically impossible to have.
Like precincts that deliver 100% of the vote?
For one candidate.
For one candidate. Everybody in the precinct voted?
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Just real quick, back to the home hardening issue. I just put a link in your chat room on the 14 pending bills right now in California for home hardening, so people can click on that link and check those for themselves. 2019-2020 legislative session in California, the state also tried to pass a law to prohibit new residential construction in rural areas. That would be where is it? Darn it, I can't find it at the moment. Anyway, it's there. It's there, 2019-2020. That failed. That law failed. But if you don't think that law is not going to come back, I say this for a reason. I'm tying all this together. The feds and now the state with these laws, they're trying to move people out of the rural areas. That is the intent of this.
It's called Agenda 21.
Okay. Yep.
Absolutely it is. So that's the intent of all this. And we're talking about the weeds, about people who can't pay for home hardening, this and that. Well, that's not the intent. The intent is to get everybody into the cities. But anyway, check out the link. A lot of laws right now.
It's on the chat room right now, and we'll probably share that, too, on Facebook. Okay, Richard.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
Richard.
You know, other laws that are coming down that just impact on, this is SB 918. This is the bill that after the SCOTUS said that, gosh, guess what? You're an American citizen, you're a law-abiding citizen, you can carry a gun outside your home. You know, and they said special areas. Well, the state of California is now making a special area the state of California.
Parks, pretty much any place you go.
Any place you go. Look at this. Look it up, SB 918. And if they pass that, then if I don't have a problem with people with a concealed carry in my business, I have to put up a sign approved by the Department of Justice that says this. This is the largest stomp on people's rights
that I've ever seen in California. I mean, it just, it tells business, private businesses what to do. It tells churches what to do. It tells, I mean.
This is going to set off a train.
Oh, this is going to be.
Lawsuits. Everybody's going to sue on every one of these. They're all going to make their way now back through the courts because this finding by the Supreme Court that we have that right, which we, already knew, and it's kind of
that.
In there and
but
in
here's
concrete.
Let's be clear. One side of the aisle is the one who says they're not clear about what that right shall not be infringed. Apparently, there's only one side of the aisle who can't seem to figure that little sentence
Unfortunately,
out.
Unfortunately, so that side of the aisle has more chairs than it.
It's not Americans. It's one side of the aisle.
The only good thing about SB 918 is that it will be challenged.
Oh, absolutely.
And if they pass it, if he signs it, that's
and it will be defeated because it's a complete undermining of the Supreme Court.
But here's the thing. It will go to SCOTUS, and they will rule on it, and guess what? They will hammer that, and what it does, then it will open up all of these, you know, it will give the freedoms back to Americans because
it's a process,
you can't
it's
do this.
Started.
You
well, that's
do
the
it.
Best thing about what the other side is doing, and I'm just going to be blunt, it's the other side, is every time they try to throw something down our throat, it worked its way through the thing. And you know, one of the things that was pointed out is back when Reid was the Speaker of the House and he managed to get it to a simple majority and not have the filibuster.
That's how we got our judges.
That's how we got three judges. So, you know, for Trump's faults and his positives, we got the three judges based on the fact that the liberals tried to take away a right that had been there since basically the beginning of our time. And so here again, they've overstepped. It's going to go back to the Supreme Court. Now I think the Supreme Court, when they hear these challenges, because we're not the only state, New York's trying it as well.
Yeah,
they're going to come out with something that is just almost
very definitive.
I mean, like the states have certain rights, but you don't have the right to change the Bill of Rights.
The only thing I'm going to correct you on, Doug, is you want to blame the other side.
Yeah.
If we didn't have the rhinos,
bingo.
They couldn't accomplish what they did.
Bingo.
We need to get rid of those Republicans who are in Republican name only.
Yep.
We just got it. We can't blame it all on the other side.
Nope.
They have those contributors.
Yep.
Okay. I'm here with Doug Jenke and Trish Clark, and we're just having a general, we all agree with each other type day. I'm sure we'll find something.
Give me 5 minutes.
8:45 in the morning, and this portion of the show was brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my barbershop of choice, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Tim and Logan are just great barbers. They're not hairstylists. No, don't go there to get your hair styled. You go there for a haircut. They work by appointments only, 530-244-9478, man's last stronghold. Dr. Phil is not on the TV when you walk in. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark, Carl Bott. Our guest is Doug Jenke today, and I want to remind everybody that Reading Shasta Post for the American Legion, 197, is having a summer barbecue and a veteran support fundraiser. It's open to everybody. It's this Saturday, July 9th, at the Veterans Memorial Hall down on Yuba Street. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it costs $10, and that includes lunch, dessert, and a ticket for a raffle that's happening, and got great things going on there. And drive-through meals are available. They're going to have a United States flag retirement ceremony at 1 p.m. To show you how that happens. They've got over 1,000 flags that need to be retired, and it's not going to happen there. They're going to take, you know, in a different area. All proceeds go to support local veterans, veteran support, and post programs. Okay.
Now, Carl, do we actually have to take commercials? Because when we're in commercial, that's when Trish and I light up. Do we have to actually have commercials?
Yeah, that'd be better.
You know what? We absolutely.
Our blood pressure gets going.
We absolutely don't. If you write me a check for so many $1,000, I will not
Trish
have
is
a
good
commercial.
For it. I'll let Trish do it.
You know what? People say that, well, you have commercials. Well, during the pop.
Because you've got to pay for things.
Yeah, you know, like
weird
electricity.
Weird.
Liam.
We get that.
Yeah, you know.
I get that. I'm just joking around because every time we go to break,
I've
never
taken a paycheck. I've never taken a paycheck from this business. Not from the beginning. Never. Even though I could because I like what I'm doing.
Oh.
And,
that's nice.
No, I mean, I just
let
don't.
Him pay for it.
I already. Thank you, but I already am.
Really wealthy right there. Yeah, 1%er.
I don't even know what to say anymore on that one, except you know the.
He's just admitted
the 1%er
wealthy. I mean,
yeah,
I haven't said.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, anybody that knows me knows how true that is.
Right.
And I put all my money into gas and oil. Yeah.
Yes.
For my truck.
Yes.
That's it. You know what? Does anybody else? I refuse to put $100 worth of gas into my truck, even though I could. I refuse to do it.
Oh, I have to because I just have a thing about filling it up.
I know that. I'll put $90 in it and it doesn't fill it up. And I'm like, you know, this is just wrong.
Yep. Well, the other day,
just
my wife.
Wrong.
I put 16 point something gallons in my wife's car. It was $108.
Yeah.
Thank you, sleep. Thanks,
well, here's the other thing. Did you just see that in the by Reuters? I put this on Facebook yesterday that we sent over 5 million barrels of oil to Europe, Asia, and including China out of our strategic reserves.
Our reserves again.
Out of our strategic reserves.
I will
remind you. 5 million barrels. Why? Does anybody say anything about that?
That's exactly what Obama did. He drained all of our reserves, and then Trump came in and filled them all back up, made us energy independent. We were exporting, getting all of our own, and here we go again.
Yeah. Well,
another good Democrat.
There's the thing, you know. None of this is by accident. For anybody who still thinks that, you know,
that they didn't plan this.
I said this on the show the other day with Nick on our Poke the Hornet's Nest. None of this is by accident. You can't nominate every position to be such incompetent people who are going to make 100% of the wrong decisions and not have it be intentional. Even an idiot's going to make a right decision once by accident.
Not when the plan calls for them to do exactly what they're doing.
This is what they've got to do. They've got to crash the economy because they want to get UBI, Universal Basic Income. Because when things go bad, people have a tendency to go looking to the government who, for the record, history has proven is always the cause of the problem. But people tend to go look at the government.
And to solve it.
And so none of this is happening by accident.
We practiced that with COVID, with all the money that was handed out, and now we're
still being handed out.
And the problem is yeah, oh, look at all the jobs that we've made. Well, no, you're just getting the jobs back that were lost, but then finding people to work because they're still getting paid not to.
That's it.
And my friends, just wait, because the military is having a hell of a time recruiting. I mean, a hell of a time recruiting. And this will only go on for so long until you have to bring the draft back, because you have to have a standing force to protect us. And if the Army is down 40% of the recruiting right now.
We all operating under the United Nations One World Order.
Yep. Well, I was watching something yesterday that was actually very interesting, a 20-minute video from a guy who is a uppity schmuck, knows everybody, every military analyst. There's something happening very interesting in South America. There's only 3 countries left south of our border that even align remotely with the United States. Brazil, Guatemala, and I want to say Nicaragua, but that's maybe wrong.
Argentina?
No. Okay. All the other countries have aligned and gotten into bed with China.
Yep.
Every one of them. And now those 3 countries are looking at what Biden's doing and destroying our country, and they're having to make a choice. Do I get in bed with a sinking ship, or do I get on the deck with a rising ship? And so when Carl mentions, you know, the standing army and the defense, we're going to find ourselves – Sleepy's got to get us a distraction. So we're going to find ourselves doing something in Europe that we don't want to do. China is going to make a move on Taiwan. Every analyst has said it's just waiting for the right moment. And now, according to this gentleman, China has got their fingers knee-deep in the pudding in South America. So, you know, you're right, Carl. A draft, I could see that coming back.
The Chinese have owned both ends of the Panama Canal for decades. I mean, decades. I mean, that was something we looked back in the, I want to say, the 90s, but it could have been earlier than that.
I think it was Carter that gave it back.
Carter gave back the Panama Canal, but then the Chinese came in and bought a lot of land at both entrances of the Panama Canal, which, you know, of course, people don't realize that. And, so you know, things may have changed since
all
then.
Of this is going on, and where are we paying attention and sending all of our money and worrying about this awful, awful Russia and what they're doing in the Ukraine and all this other stuff is... Oh, nothing to see there. Don't worry about that, but we're sending all that money over to the Ukraine.
Well, like, you know, Carl said,
go figure.
We're emptying our strategic reserve, and we're sending oil to China. We're sending oil to China as we're paying, you know, $7 a gallon in gas in the United States for something we have an overwhelming abundance of for 100 years.
Yeah, but we're draining our reserves to do that.
There you go.
You know, I did a lot of research on that, and I found it in 2 or 3 different places. But Reuters, which is a pretty,
newsworthy.
It is newsworthy. Reuters pretty much doesn't put opinions in things. So when I saw that, and then I saw that in like 2 or 3 different sites, including some publications that could be called liberal. But, you know, when we do that, and people are paying
this much money at the pump, and we're depleting our strategic reserves. And he was doing it originally a million barrels a day to help bring down prices. Then you find out that all this oil has moved into Europe because why? The Russians are cutting off the gas. They're talking about places in Germany that will not be able to heat their homes.
Well, that's exactly what Trump told old Angela Merkel. Don't sign anything with Putin. You're going to regret it. And guess who's being proven 1,000,000% correct?
Darn near everything he said while he was in office and continues to stay is totally accurate.
Yeah.
I find it unfortunate that people are so offended by the things that he says, because if you really paid attention, he was able to direct traffic in any direction he wanted simply by saying something that made everybody angry. And while they were worrying about what he was doing over here, he was accomplishing something great over there.
Yep.
I still, in my mind, believe that he's the only guy that's got the guts and the money to do what needs to be done to save this country.
Hopefully he surrounds himself with better people next time.
Yes. Yes, I would concur.
Maybe you'd stay off. He can't go on Twitter.
He's got his own. He doesn't need it. What he said never bothered.
Anyway, hey, thanks a lot, Doug, for coming in and giving
us
your semi-liberal point of view.
Yes.
And Trish, you are always a joy to be with.
Thank you, Matt, sir.
Even though you two complain that I keep the studios too cold.
Well, I think that's to just keep us invigorated.
There you go. Hey, tomorrow Patrick Gorman's going to join us, and it's Friday. Can you believe this? Friday already.
Gets here too quick.
There you go.
Month
Take care of each other
away.
Out there. Be aware that the heat is coming back up. Don't leave animals, plants.